USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House Rules Committee is advancing the debt ceiling to the floor, which clears a major hurdle as it continues to face opposition from both Democrats and Republicans. Office of Management and Budget Director Shalonda Young says it just needs to get done.
We strongly urge both chambers to pass the bill and send it to the President's desk.
Republican Texas Representative Chip Roy says the bill does not go far enough to cut spending.
Be very clear. Not one Republican should vote for this deal. It is a bad deal.
Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The Carter Center made the announcement saying she continues to live happily at home with her husband, enjoying spring and planes and visiting with loved ones. Former President Jimmy Carter entered hospice care earlier this year. The decision came after he suffered a series of hospitalizations. Jimmy Carter is the longest-lived former president in U.S. history at 98 years of age. Rosalynn is 95. North Korea's attempt to launch the country's first spy satellite ended in failure. The state-run Korean Central News Agency says the vehicle crashed into the West Sea. It happened this morning, local time. South Korea's military first reported the launch as a space projectile, triggering emergency and evacuation alerts in Seoul and Japan. A convicted killer and former follower of Charles Manson is getting approved for parole in California.
Leslie Van Houten had been up for parole before, but California Governor Gavin Newsom prevented her from being freed from prison. Now a California State Appeals Court overturned the governor's veto and reinstated Van Houten's parole. The decision does not automatically mean she'll get out, however. The state could appeal to the California Supreme Court. Van Houten helped murder a Los Angeles couple in their home more than 50 years ago. I'm John Schaefer.
It is soft and a little chewy, but more like a cake than a cookie. Today is National Macaroon Day. This is USA News.
Hi, it's Wayne Allyn for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, taking seven companies public and raising hundreds of millions of dollars for great American companies. In 2003, Kip founded the VRA, his global investment and economic newsletter. His top performing recommendations have beaten the market 16 out of 19 years. I've known Kip for more than 20 years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He's the Nostradamus of the stock market. Let Kip prove to you how his VRA system works. Exclusively for my fans, Kip is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. You'll get his new best-selling book, The Big Bribe, for free as well. Join now at VRAinsider.com. Get your free 2-week membership at VRAinsider.com, the place where patriots go for their investment advice. Is it time that you became the smart money and learned how to crush the markets? Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com.
China's ruling Communist Party has warned of the risk posed by advances in artificial intelligence and calling for national security measures. A meeting headed by party leader and President Xi Jinping urged dedicated efforts to safeguard political security and improve the security governance of internet data and artificial intelligence. End quote. The warning from Beijing followed a warning Tuesday by tech leaders in the USA, including high-level executives at Microsoft and Google, about the perils that artificial intelligence poses to the human race. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is preparing to launch his presidential campaign.
That's the word from multiple reports that says allies of Christie have created a super political action committee to support him during primary season. The New York Times reports Christie could make a run for the White House official in the next 2 weeks. Christie would join a growing GOP field that includes former President Trump, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, and former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley. I'm Skip Kelly.
Two people have been arrested and at least three others were being sought in a Memorial Day mass shooting on Hollywood Beach Boardwalk. That's in Florida. That left nine people, including several children, hospitalized. Hollywood police said all the victims were taken to local hospitals. Three adults had been treated and released from the hospital, while other victims were in stable condition. Their identities were not released. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.